Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad, fa'udhu billahi min shaytani rajim, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, The Tales of the Graveyard. Inshallah Azawajal, before we continue today, Inshallah Azawajal, let's as per usual hear a blessing of reciting Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the angels keep sending mercies upon a Muslim until he continues to recite Durood Sharif upon me. Now it is the person's choice whether he recites less or more. Subhanallah. So my dear Islamic brothers, like we have just heard, that alhamdulillah, the angels, they send blessings, they send mercies upon that person who sends Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we have just heard, it's up to you, it's up to me, how much peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we send, whether it's less or whether it's more. So my dear Islamic brothers, make an intention inshallah azawajal, that every day we will try to recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Ibn Abi Dunya alayhi rahma has narrated that a fragrance would emanate from a particular grave. So someone had a dream of the buried, of the person who was buried there, and asked that what is this fragrance? The reply was, this is the fragrance of reciting the Holy Quran and fasting. Alhamdulillah, here's what it. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, we have learned the unlimited blessings in reciting the Holy Quran. My dear respected Islamic brothers, you know today, alhamdulillah, we hear the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and alhamdulillah, we get happy, we say subhanallah, we say alhamdulillah, and alhamdulillah, we get very happy when we listen to the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now think to yourself, you know, when these miracles were taking place in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine we were there at that time. Imagine we were there. We haven't witnessed those miracles physically. We haven't seen those miracles. But imagine we were there and we actually witnessed those miracles. Imagine how beautiful it would have been. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, there's no doubt the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are very large in number. Now we did not witness, but we have heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kuffar, the non-Muslims, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show them a miracle if he was a prophet. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he split the moon in half. One side of the moon, one part of the moon was on one side of the mountain, and the other part of the moon was on the other side of the mountain. Subhanallah, this was a miracle that is very famous, and we listen to this miracle today. We hear about the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the stones to speak, and the stones would speak and testify that there is no one worthy than Allah azawajal for worship, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet of Allah azawajal. This is one miracle that we hear on a regular basis. We hear about the miracle that once a woman, she brought her son in front of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my son, my child, he does not speak, he hasn't spoken anything. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the boy, who am I? Now remember, this boy, his mother is saying that my son hasn't spoken, he does not speak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asks that same child, he asks that same boy, that who am I? And the boy replied, you are the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful miracle. And what is Islam with us, there are various miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would talk to the animals, he would, the trees and the other non-living things would all salute and testify his prophethood. My dear respected Islamic brothers, we hear these miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We hear and we say subhanallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers, we have not seen any of these miracles. My dear Islamic brothers, today amongst us, we have one miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, this miracle exists amongst us today. This miracle, my dear respected Islamic brothers, we can see this miracle when we want. We can touch this miracle when we want. This miracle exists in every Muslim's house across the whole world. What is this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I'm speaking about? This miracle, my dear Islamic brothers, is the Holy Quran. It's the book of Allah. It's the word of Allah. This is that miracle, my dear Islamic brothers. Like I mentioned, we can touch this miracle when we want. We can see this miracle when we want. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, it's us, up to us. How much we read this miracle, how much we look at this miracle, how much we touch this miracle, how much blessings we take from this miracle. And you know the Quran is such a miracle, my dear Islamic brothers, that approximately 1400 plus years have passed, but till today, a Zubar hasn't changed, a Zair hasn't changed, a Pesh hasn't changed, any letter of the Holy Quran has not changed. Why? Because our Allah Azawajal has taken the responsibility to protect the Holy Quran. Today, my dear respected Islamic brothers, how many times, you know, today you want to read a book. How many times will you read that book? Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times. Now you read that book once, you read it two times, you read it three times. Someone may have read it, okay, four times. What happens after that? You put it away in the library. Don't want to read it again. Why? Because I've read it once, I've read it multiple times. You put it away. But the Quran is such a book. The Quran is that blessed book, my dear respected Islamic brothers, that even though you read it 1,000 times, each time you read it, my dear Islamic brothers, there's a different feeling each time, alhamdulillah, azawajal. And you know, today, there are thousands, there are hundreds of thousands of people throughout the whole world. They don't understand Arabic, but they know how to read the Quran. Now think to yourself, today, for example, you could read Chinese, someone who doesn't understand Chinese, someone's reading a book in Chinese, someone who does not understand French, he's reading a book in French. He'll read one page, he'll read two pages, he'll read three pages. What will happen after that? Okay, I can read this book, but I can't understand it. So what's the point of me reading this book? But what do you respect to Islam? The Quran is that book that today hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, you could say, they don't understand Arabic. They don't understand the Holy Quran. They don't understand it when they're reading it. Well, alhamdulillah, they read the Quran, and you will find many people, they don't understand what they're reading in the Quran, but when they're reading the Holy Quran, you will see tears flowing from their eyes. This is the blessed book of Allah. This is the word of Allah. This is the blessed Quran, my dear respected Islamic brothers. And let me tell you one beautiful thing, that today, you know, you want to meet a big person. You want to meet the Prime Minister. You want to meet the President. You want to meet someone who's famous in the world. What happens? You try to speak to the secretary, you try to get appointment. And many times, my dear Islamic brothers, you're rejected. You can't get appointment with the Prime Minister, with the President. And even for a chance, for an example, you do get a chance to meet the Prime Minister, to meet the President. What happens? You've only got 5 minutes to speak to them. You've only got 10 minutes of this meeting. You've only got a meeting of 15 minutes. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, if you want to speak to Allah, if you want to listen to Allah, then you do not need an appointment. You don't need any secretary. There is no limit to the time frame of that meeting. Why? Because let me mention to you one beautiful narration of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that whenever I want to speak to Allah, I raise my hands in the court of Allah azawajal and I make dua. And whenever I want to listen to Allah, I read the Holy Quran. Whenever you want to speak to Allah, my dear Islamic brothers, raise your hands in the court of Allah, make dua in the court of Allah, speak to Allah. And my dear Islamic brothers, whenever you want to listen to Allah, whenever you want to listen to the words of Allah, open the Holy Quran, read the Holy Quran, and inshallah azawajal, you will listen to the words of Allah azawajal, inshallah azawajal. And my dear Islamic brothers, you know, if you read the Holy Quran, the angels, they will come towards you. You want blessings in your home? Then read the Quran. You want blessings in your business? Then read the Holy Quran. You want blessings amongst your household, my dear Islamic brothers? Then read the Holy Quran. You want the angels of mercy to be with you? Then read the Holy Quran. And in regards to the angels of mercy being with you, let me mention to you one beautiful narration about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that one night Sayyidina Usaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reciting the Holy Quran near a place where he would normally tie his horse. Now, whilst reciting the Holy Quran, all of a sudden, his horse started to jump. Now, my Islamic brothers, he's sitting nearby, where he normally ties his horse. He's reading the Quran, and the horse is jumping. Then he started reciting the Quran again, and the horse started jumping again. Then he stopped for a moment, and then he started to recite the Quran again. When he started to recite the Quran again, the horse started to jump again. Now, Sayyidina Usaid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states that I was scared. Why? Because my child was nearby. I thought my child is nearby. If this horse keeps on jumping, he might injure my child. So he mentions that I went towards the horse. When I went towards the horse, I saw that an umbrella had cast a shadow over my head. which had lit up the lamps inside it. Then it got lost in the atmosphere and disappeared from my sight. He mentioned that in the morning, I went to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the whole waqi, the whole incident. The Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm reading the Quran and my horse started to jump. Then I stopped, then I recited the Quran again. Then the horse started to jump again. Then I stopped. Then when I recited the Quran again, when I read the Quran again, the horse started jumping again. Now listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there were angels who had come to listen to your qiraat, recitation of the Holy Quran. Had you continued reciting the Holy Quran, then people would have seen them in the morning and none of them would have remained concealed. Subhanallah. What do we learn from this? This Sahabi, he has recited the Holy Quran and the angels, they came towards the Sahabi. My dear respected Islam, whether you're reading the Holy Quran, whether you're reading the Quran, whether you're teaching the Holy Quran, whether you're listening to the Holy Quran, my dear Islam, whether you're making others listen to it, are all acts of reward. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has stated, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah and his Rasul, he should determine how much he loves the glorious Quran. Now think to yourself, my dear Islam, I should think to myself, that how much do we learn the Quran today? How much do we love the Quran today? How much do we read the Quran today? Think to yourself, when's the last time that we've opened the Quran? Today, we open our phones, we open our tablets, we open our iPads, we open our computers, we open our laptops, and we open the messages there. But when's the last time that we opened the Quran? When's the last time? Today we check the messages from the people. When's the last time that we check the message from Allah? Today we read the messages from the people. When's the last time that we read the message of Allah Azza wa Jal? Subhanallah. So my dear Islam, let's make one intention. That inshallah on a daily basis we will try to recite, we will try to read the Holy Quran inshallah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the best worship of my ummah is recitation of the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, recite the Holy Quran as he will come to intercede for his reciters on the Day of Judgment. On that Day of Judgment, on that difficult Day of Judgment, the Holy Quran will come and it will intercede for those people who read the Quran. So my dear Islamists, may Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to read the Holy Quran. And think to yourself, today, you know, in the time that we're living in, we have various schedules. We have schedules that we need to get up at this time. We need to go to work at this time. We need to leave for work at this time. We've got break at this time. We need to finish work at this time. We've got gym time in our schedules. We've got social media time in our schedules. We've got sports time in our schedule. We've got socializing time in our schedules. We've got gaming times in our schedule. But my dear son, where is the time for the Quran in our schedule? Have we fixed a time that at this specific time we will read the Holy Quran inshallah Azza wa Jal? My dear son, everything to one side. Make one intention today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that we will fix our time every day when we read the Holy Quran, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, you will see blessings in this world and blessings in the hereafter. Think to yourself, today you pick up a normal book. You're reading that book, whether it's 100 pages, whether it's 50 pages, whether it's 200 pages. You're reading a normal book. What's the swab of reading that book? But like we have just heard, the Quran is that book, my Islam, just listening to the Quran. You just touch the book, you touch the Quran. This is alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, reward in itself. For every letter that you read of the Holy Quran, this is reward inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, talking about how our pious predecessors, how much love they had for the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he would complete the Holy Quran in one night. Subhanallah, every night he would complete one Quran. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Sabit alayhi rahmah used to complete the entire Quran once every day. Imam Abu Hanifa, today, my dear Islam, with this, millions of people in this world, alhamdulillah, follow Imam Abu Hanifa. But let me tell you about Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa, alayhi rahman, for 40 years, he completed the recitation of one full Quran every day, meaning every day he would finish one whole Quran. In Ramadan, it comes in narrations that Imam Abu Hanifa, you know what happens? We read one Quran in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan comes, we read one Quran, and we publicize it to the whole world. I read one Quran in the month of Ramadan. I finished one Quran in the month of Ramadan. But Imam Abu Hanifa, my dear Islam, it comes in narrations that approximately 61 times he would finish the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Farooq Azam, look at his love for the Holy Quran. Every day, my dear Islam, he would wake up, he would kiss the Holy Quran in the morning, and every day he would say, this is the book of my Rabb, and this is his book. My dear son, brothers, this is the blessings of the Quran. This is how much love the Sahaba they had for the love of Holy Quran, that they would pick up the Holy Quran, they would kiss the Holy Quran. My dear respected son, brothers, when's the last time that we picked up the Quran, we kissed the Holy Quran, and we thought to ourselves, this is the book of Allah. This is the book of my Lord. This is the book of my Rabb. When's the last time that we picked up the Quran and we kissed the Holy Quran? My dear Swami, whether you look at the Holy Quran, this is also a form of worship. Whether you touch the Holy Quran, this is a form of worship. My dear Swami, and then if you actually read the Holy Quran, this is also a form of worship. My dear Swami, it's mentioned, whoever recites the glorious Quran daily in the morning and evening, not only does he collect an abundance of reward, but also by the blessings of the Quran, he is cured of the inner and outer diseases. One day, a person he came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he complained of a sore throat. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say to him? He said to him, oh, so and so person, go and read the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, what do we learn from this? That the Quran is alhamdulillah shifa. By reciting the Holy Quran, by reading the Holy Quran, we will gain shifa from our illnesses. One day, a person, he presented himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained about pains in his chest. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the Holy Quran. And alhamdulillah, Allah azza wa jalla, he has mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and cure for the hearts. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best medicine is the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers, let me tell you some blessings of reading the Holy Quran. The whole glorious Quran is a cure for diseases and saves in the times of troubles and distress. Yes, the Quran will save you, inshallah azza wa jal. The Quran will give you cures for your worldly problems, and inshallah azza wa jal, the Quran will help us on the day of judgment, inshallah, in the akhirat as well. Every surah of the glorious Quran occupies its own unique excellence and glory, which is sufficient to protect life and possession, pouring happiness into the hearts by removing sadness, sorrow and distress, as well for rid of one's disease. Let's listen to the excellence of some blessed surahs of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, it's mentioned in the 679 page booklet, Jannati Zawar, which is published by Maktab al-Madina. The Alhamdulillah, Surah Fatiha, if someone recites Surah Fatiha 100 times, any dua that person will make, inshallah his dua will be accepted. So if one person reads Surah Fatiha 100 times, any dua that person will make, inshallah his dua will be accepted. It's mentioned that shaitan flees from that home in which Surah Baqarah is recited. Alhamdulillah, Ayatul Kursi removes poverty. Whoever visits the graves of one or both of his parents every Friday on Jummah and recites Surah Yasin next to them, i.e. by their graves, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant forgiveness for him in place of every letter, inshallah Azza wa Jal. It's mentioned that whoever recites Surah Al-Jasiyah and blows just dumb on the person who is on the final moments of his life, inshallah Azza wa Jal, that person, he will have a peaceful end. Whoever recites Surah Al-Hujarat and just dumb is beneficial for blessings in the home. By reciting Surah Ar-Rahman 11 times, all objectives are achieved, inshallah azza wa jal. The one who recites Surah Al-Waqiyah daily, he will never suffer from starvation, inshallah azza wa jal. The one who recites Surah Mulk every night will be protected from the punishments of the grave. Reciting Surah Al-Muzammil 11 times eases each difficulty, inshallah azza wa jal. The one who makes dua for memorizing the glorious Quran by reciting Surah Al-Mudassir, inshallah azza wa jal, memorizing the Holy Quran will become easy for him, inshallah azza wa jal. So there might be someone watching, someone's child is alhamdulillah trying to do hifz of the Holy Quran. If you recite this surah, inshallah, make dua with the wasila of this surah, inshallah azza wa jal, you doing hifz, inshallah, will hopefully become easy for you, inshallah azza wa jal. Recitation of Surah An-Naziat eases the agony of death. Reciting Surah Al-Teen 3 times improves your character and your manner, inshallah azza wa jal. By the blessings of reciting Surah Al-Tukasir 300 times, you will pay your debts back quickly, inshallah azza wa jal. Surah Al-Asr, whoever recites this will remove your sorrow. A person who recites Surah Al-Kafirun is equivalent to a quarter of the Quran. The person who recites Surah Ikhlas, alhamdulillah, this is equal to 1/3 of the Holy Quran, and also there are also numerous virtues of it. And the one who recites Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas will be protected from the evil jinns, Satan's and jealous people, inshallah. So my dear slaves, this is some blessing of reading the Holy Quran, reading some surahs of the Holy Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the best person amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. So my dear slaves, may Allah allow us to learn the Quran properly. May Allah allow us to read the Holy Quran properly. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is international, non-political organization that has changed the lives of millions of people throughout the whole world. Dawat Islami is a movement to preach the message of the Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, your Dawat Islami, as per of June 2019, Dawat Islami has got approximately 2,800 Madrasatul Madinah branches, where approximately 130,000 boys and girls are studying Hifz and Nazra free of charge, alhamdulillah. This is your Dawat Islami, and alhamdulillah, till today, till June 2019, approximately 84,000 Kuffars have completed their hibs with Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. But my request to you, the reason why I'm mentioning this to you, is like we have mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best person amongst you is that person who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it to others. My dear Islam brothers, there might be many watching who haven't learned how to read the Quran, who don't know how to read the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has one department, which is called Madrasatul Madina Baligan, where alhamdulillah, adults are taught how to read the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, adult tajweed classes take place in the marakis of Dawat Islami and various other masajid by the muballigin of Dawat Islami. Many brothers come, alhamdulillah, and many sisters for the sister side, alhamdulillah, they learn how to read the Holy Quran. So it's my humble request to you that learn how to read the Quran. There might be someone watching who might be thinking, okay, I've learned the Quran at a young age. Just test, make sure you're reading the Quran properly. Alhamdulillah, you're going through efforts to read the Quran, make sure you're reading your Quran properly. So may Allah give us the ability to act by what has been said. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed.